Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, brethren. I welcome you all to the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Lagos Province 20, Christ the Lord Parish, to this Sunday school lesson number 43, titled Fulfilling Purpose, on this wonderful Sunday morning, the 23rd of June, 2024. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Please let us pray. Authority in heaven, our Creator and King, we worship you and thank you with all our hearts. We appreciate the opportunity to spend this day with you again, and we are really grateful for your grace and mercy. We ask, dear Lord, that you help us fulfill the purpose for which you created us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Beloved, last week Sunday in our lesson number 42, we looked at destiny destroyers. We were assured through our memory verse in Jeremiah 29:11 that God's plans for us are always good and to ensure that our expectation is never cut off. God has a prepared destination for you and me, and we must make sure we surrender to Him and avoid destiny destroyers that will abort God's plans for us. Some of these destiny destroyers include ignorance, the pursuit of vanity, lack of faith, sinful lifestyles, anger which rests in the bosom of fools, but we are not fools, laziness and prayerlessness, which is actually just pride. We also studied cases of Bible characters who had their destinies destroyed, and these are notably Solomon, who was taken up by various vanities, Samson, who succumbed to lust, Judah, who was a very greedy man, Demas, who was disobedient and drawn away by the pride of life, Gehazi, who completely missed his way, Reuben, a proud man, and Achan, who was also disobedient and very greedy. All these characters were led astray by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and or the pride of life. That would not be our portion, and the Lord will frustrate every destroyer of our destiny, and we will finish well and strong in Jesus' mighty name. So if we go into our lesson today, Fulfilling Purpose, lesson 43, it's clear that God is not a waster of resources. Everything God does is for a purpose. For example, the sun gives light and never ceases to shine. And the cloud gives rain in due season. And trees provide food and shade accordingly. And in Leviticus 26:4, it's clear that the word of God says that I will give you rain in its season, the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. So everything that God created has a purpose, has a purpose that must be fulfilled. Other animals also play their parts without hesitation. Therefore, we, as God's creation, made in his own image, must also play our parts. Amazingly, though, man struggles to understand and fulfill his purpose for living. And the discovery as well as fulfillment of divine purpose is the focus for today's lesson. Our memory verse is taken from the book of John, chapter 18, verse 37. And it says, Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who that is of the truth heareth my voice. So Jesus was very clear on his purpose, the reason he was born, the reason he came into the world, which was that he should bear witness unto the truth. Henceforth, we also must be very clear on our purpose in order for us to be able to fulfill that purpose. Our Bible passage, which is taken from the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, says, Not that I have already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul was very clear on his purpose. He was very clear what he needed to do to fulfill the purpose of God in his life. He didn't count himself to already have made it, But he said that one thing he does, that he forgets those things he has already done. And he looks forward, he reaches forward to those things that are ahead, and he presses towards the goal for the prize, which is the call of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. That was full clarity on his purpose. We'll now go to lesson outline one, which is titled Discover Your Purpose in Life. Like Apostle Paul, once we become a new creation, as it tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that when we are in Christ, we're a new creation and all things have passed away, and behold, all things are made new. We must begin to crave for the understanding of our purpose for living here on earth. That purpose for which has been predetermined by God before we were born, even as it indicates in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, which tells us that before we were formed in the womb, God knew us. Before we were born, God sanctified us and ordained us to be a prophet to the nations. So therefore, there are some practical pointers that will help us to fulfill our purpose for living. The first one is our potential. There is a need to identify our inbuilt ability, our talents, and our God-given gifts. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 makes it clear that to each one of us, grace has been given according to the measure of Christ's gift in us. The second thing is that we must find out the things that we do with less stress. For example, it could be we have a beautiful singing voice, we can draw excellently from memory, we can talk to a crowd, we can help others, we have, it may be gifts of even administration, but it was the things that we do and do with great joy. We must find out those things. In addition, the knowledge of our skills that we acquire in life should be to shape and to sharpen our potential. For example, in Acts 7:22, Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in words and in deeds. So Moses trained in order for him to fulfill the purpose of God, for him to be the deliverer of the Israelites from Egypt. He was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. The second thing is our passion. And in order to discover our passion, we must ask ourselves, what are those things we have exceptionally been given flair to do? Or we have a zeal to do and to do often? What are those things that make our hearts to burn, you know, with passion? And in order for us to know, we build our vocation or career on such things. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12 to 13 tells us about Epaphras, who was a born servant of Christ and was always laboring fervently in prayer. And he was laboring fervently in prayer so that the Gentiles may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. And the things that get us excited, we must identify those things that get us excited, that give us joy and satisfaction, and can lead us to the fulfillment of our purpose in life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The third thing is prayer. We must pray after we have identified our potential and the things that we are passionate about. We now begin to pray for divine guidance so that the world and the enemy will not hijack our purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. An example is Paul, who had a purpose of preaching the gospel of Christ. But in Acts 9:1-2, it was clear that he was misusing that fervency, that passion that he had. And he was misusing it because he found anybody he found who believed in God, he was persecuting them. But we thank God that he had the Damascus experience, which led him to Christ and then turned him on the way, on the right way, to make him to begin to fulfill the purpose of God. Our second lesson outline makes it clear that we must live to fulfill our purpose. And how do we live to fulfill our purpose? There are seven things that have been identified that we must do to live to fulfill our purpose. The first one is we must ask God to reveal his plan for our lives What is God's plan for our lives? He must reveal that plan to us. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4 to 5 said that the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you as a prophet to the nations. God who created us knows the purpose for which he created us. Once we have asked God to reveal this plan, then we must draw a vision and mission statement. Habakkuk chapter 2 tells us that we must write that vision and make it very plain on tablets so that we may run even as we read it. We may run to fulfill that purpose even as we read it. The second thing we must do is we must set achievable goals and then pursue them. We must set achievable goals and then pursue them. And then we must take one step at a time so that we will not be mediocre. Psalms 37:23 makes it very clear that the steps of a good man, your steps and my steps, are ordered by the Lord, and the Lord will delight in our way. And even as the Lord delights in our way, he will make sure that we take the right step at the right time, and we not only take it at the right time, but we do the things that we're supposed to do for each step. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The third thing we must do is we must identify and relate with people of like passion. We must learn from their mistakes and we must build on their successes. If we look at paraphrasing 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 2 and verse 14, is the story of how Elijah was taken up to heaven by a whirlwind, but Elisha made sure that he was there when Elijah was taken away because he wanted the double portion of Elijah's anointing. And once Elijah had been taken up, Elisha took up that mantle. He took up that mantle and began to walk in Elijah's anointing, double of Elijah's anointing, so that he could fulfill the purpose of God in his life. The fourth thing we must do is we must make sure we submit ourselves for mentoring and counseling, and we don't claim to know it all. Apollos, as we see in Acts chapter 18, verse 24 to 26, he was an eloquent man. He knew the scriptures, but he only knew of the baptism of John, and he spoke boldly about that baptism. But when Aquila and Priscilla, when they heard him, they took him aside and they explained to him the way of God more accurately, and then he began to preach and walk in the way of God, not just in the baptism of John. Praise the Lord. The sixth thing we must do is we must live as if we have just one more day on earth. We must stop procrastinating. Luke chapter 9 verse 61 stores of the account of someone who God said, Jesus said, follow me. And the person said, oh no, let me first go and bid them farewell of those who are at my house. So instead of following Christ immediately, he wanted to go and sort some things out. We must not procrastinate. We don't know when we will be called. So we must do everything we can do today because we don't know what will happen tomorrow. No procrastination in order for us to fulfill our purpose. We must focus our attention on God, even as it tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He was looking unto, just like Jesus, for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. He knew he had a purpose. He endured the cross. He despised the shame so that he could sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Make sure that all we do is pleasing to God. We must walk worthy of the Lord, even as we're encouraged to do in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. Fully pleasing unto him, we must be fruitful in every good work and thereby increase daily in the knowledge of God. And finally, we must always return all the glory to God. We must always return all the glory to God. We must not ascribe any glory to ourselves at all in the mighty name of Jesus, because the only way we are able to fulfill God's purpose in our lives is because of the enablement that Christ himself enables us to do so. The Lord will help us to do this in Jesus' mighty name. Some of the factors that can hinder the discovery of purpose might be, you know, laziness. It might be envy. It may be not understanding times and seasons and then to trying to do what other people are doing. The reality is that there's only one of me and there's only one of you. We are unique and we have a special role to play in order to fulfill God's plan and his purposes for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will help us. He will help us to fulfill purpose. We will not miss our way. We will focus on him. We will live, and we will live and make sure we leave this earth with a positive mark, because we are different and we are not non-entities. We are so important to God. We are so important to his plans for these end times, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you as you help us to fulfill our purpose in life, in Jesus' most precious and mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, brethren. Have a wonderful week ahead in Jesus' mighty name, and fulfill all of God's purpose for your lives in Jesus' name. Amen.